Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Yes, Jesus is the perfect answer. He is the key to all I found. Yes, Jesus is a satisfying, soothing answer to lonely hearts and a troubled mind. Who can wipe away your tears? Who protects you on a rainy day? Picks you up when you're feeling down? Who can turn your whole world around? Nobody but Jesus. Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. I bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3605 Northeast Mallory, Portland, Oregon. Yes, right here in the heart of the City of Roses. It is my pleasure to be with you on tonight. I hope that you're ready to turn your living room, your bedroom, your cubicle, the couch, the bed. Maybe you're sitting out on the patio enjoying the cool breeze. Wherever you are, I hope you're ready to turn it into a sanctuary, into holy ground. Come on, high five yourself and say, I'm standing on holy ground. Amen. We want to give honor to God, but truly God is, he is our all in all. He is so faithful. He is so mindful. He is so wonderful. He is so amazing. And we just stand in awe of him tonight. We honor the presence of the Lord that's with us. We thank God for the Butterfields who have made it possible that we are able to share this platform every week and come into your homes to bring you good songs of worship and preaching and teaching and prayer. Amen. We're just truly thankful to them. We're thankful to God for the work that he's assigned to their hands. And I know that they're busy getting ready for Holy Convocation. So we just want to give a shout out to the Butterfields. We love you on tonight. May God continue to richly bless you. And to our co-laborers in the gospel that help us right here at Greater St. Stephen's and help us with the blog talk, with the Light of Portland broadcast, our own Elder Dante Farmer and Pastor Sherelle Pennington. So grateful to have both of them working with us to advance the kingdom of God. You know what? We cannot do this work by ourselves. The Bible tells us that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And I thank God that we have some laborers that are on this team, amen, that can work with us to advance the kingdom of God, to go out into the highways and byways, to compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. We also want to honor our covering for the Light of Portland broadcast. It's Bishop Ruth. Amen. We thank God for Archbishop Ruth. We give glory and honor to God for the woman of God who speaks into our lives. And we might not hear from her every day, but know, people of God, that Archbishop is praying for us and the Light of Portland broadcast. And we just truly thank God for the men and women that are on this call tonight. Maybe you are a minister, an elder, a pastor. We honor you tonight for being with us. Who, at whatever position you serve in the body of Christ, you are honored tonight, and we thank you for joining us. We are in store for a good time tonight, some good preaching, some good teaching, and some awesome prayer time. I have with me the ministry leader for the Greater St. Stephen's Women's Ministry, and she is also the team leader for our intercessory prayer team, none other than our own sister Janetta Bradley. We're honored, amen, to have her with us tonight to lead us in prayer. She is a praying woman of God, believing in the word of God, and can speak the word of God to make things happen in our lives. And so I'm honored to have her with us on tonight, leading us to the throne of grace. And then our speaker for tonight comes from Greater St. Stephen. Y'all, I'm telling you, Greater St. Stephen's got it popping. Excuse me, Elder Dante Farmer. I mean, that was for him, y'all. Elder Dante Farmer. He is serving as our associate minister, son of the house. We're honored to have him with us and to share this platform with on tonight. I do have a few announcements that I would like to share with you. Just want to get your hearts and minds ready for what's coming up. Can you all imagine, believe that this is the last Sunday of June? Yep, Wednesday is July 1st. It's coming so fast. Amen. For some of us, time is moving slow, but for others, it's moving very fast. So I need you to pray for those that time seems like it's at a standstill, like tomorrow is not going to ever come. Yes, there are some people in that situation today. They wake up and they're incarcerated. They wake up, they're in a hospital. They wake up and they don't know where their next paycheck is coming from. Yeah, that's the one. That's the group I'm talking about. That don't know, you know, how they're going to make it through. I want to speak to them today. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't give in, because the battle is not over. The battle belongs to the Lord. If you stay faithful to God, if you stay faithful to prayer, if you stay faithful to doing what is right, what is just, which is honorable unto God, God will bless you. Bible says we may endure for the morning, in the morning. I don't know when your morning is going to come, but baby, I want to tell you tonight, hold on, because morning is coming. Amen. I'm not the preacher, but I just felt that deep down in my spirit tonight, because somebody is struggling with waiting for morning. Morning is coming, my brother, my sister. Hold on, hold on, hold on. So for announcements, I just want to share with you, Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, every Thursday at 1:30, they host Farm to Family. This is an opportunity for families to go and get boxes of food. They have fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every Thursday at 1:30. Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church. The senior pastor, the angel of that house, is my friend, my brother, Pastor J. Matt Hennessy. And we are just truly thankful to God for the work that God has placed upon his hands. Vancouver Avenue is located at 3138 North Vancouver Avenue. And this happens in the parking lot. So you don't have to go inside the building. Make sure you wear your mask. Amen. Wear your mask as you are out and about, but you can go and get fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every Thursday at 1:30. Amen. And so we are truly excited about that opportunity for us to share. We also want to encourage you to keep on praying for those that are sick, those that are shut in. Continue to pray for those that are seeking employment. Pray for our children that are getting ready to go back to school. Some of our colleges are still undecided if they're going to open up, and some of them are opening up. But we want to pray for our children that are going back to school. We also want to pray for our Black and Brown police officers, doctors, first responders. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer, because you can only imagine the emotion that they're going through, because they too want rights for Black and Brown people, but they also have to do their job to protect and to serve. And so we pray that God's protection be upon them, their mind, their bodies, and their spiritual well-being. So continue to pray for them. Pray for all of the community organizers that are out organizing rallies and protests. Pray for those that are still stuck on stupid. Yeah, I'm saying it. Stuck on stupid. Being racist is stupid. Being violent is stupid. So pray for them that are stuck on stupid. Pray that they be delivered, that God will speak to their hearts and minds. Pray that they have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them. I'm ready for prayer, y'all. I don't know about you. That just stirred up my heart. That just stirred up my mind. I want to just let us know that we have so much to be praying for, so much to be praying for, so much to be seeking God's face for. And so tonight we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Sister Janetta is coming. Following that prayer, we will have a song, and then you will hear from our speaker, Elder Dante Farmer.
Father God, as we come before the throne of grace to give you all praise and all honor, Father God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this season. Father God, we just love you with everlasting love. We give you all honor and all praise. Father God, you are the great I am. You are a bright and morning star. Father God, you are a bread of life. You're the great creator. You created heaven and earth and everything that's in it. And Father God, we will give you praise because we know who you are. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for working in our life that we can let this dying world know that we serve a true and living Savior. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, Father God, your holy word, which we can hide within our hearts, and we won't sin against thee. And we thank you for your holy word, Father God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We no longer have to walk in darkness, but in the marvelous light. And we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you that you was there when we returned to the marvelous light. Tonight, Father God, we crying out for the ones that's no longer your children, that's still in darkness, Father God. Father God, we praying that we can truly be the people you created us to be, Father God. People to truly love you. People to begin to do the work that Jesus started when he was here over 2,000 years ago. That we truly begin to spread the good news about Jesus. That we truly begin to help one another, to help each other to grow in faith, Father God. To be there to help other people to learn about Jesus, what it is to know and to accept him as their Lord and Savior, because he is the only answer for the world today. Father God, if we keep our hands in your unchanging hands, everything will be all right. Father God, we live in days of darkness right now, Father God, with this pandemic that's up on us. But Father God, as your children, we know we don't have to fear. We don't have to be get excited or anxious about nothing, Father God, because everything is in your control. You still have power over everything, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your holy word, Father God. And we, Father, we can be in this world, but not of the world. We continue to say no to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil. Oh, Father, we give you all honor and all praise this hour, Father God. And while blood is still warm in our bodies, Father God, we'll forever give you all the praise that we can, Father God, that we truly humble ourselves, Father God, and pray and seek your face and turn from our sinful ways, because, Father, we need to you to hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal the land, Father God. Oh, the land is such need of a healing. Father God, in your word, you say, blessed is a nation whose Lord is God, and we give you all honor this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
About time for a war cry, though. Your feet ready.
I feel your feet. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. First and foremost, I want to thank my God Almighty through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And want to thank Pastor Black and Pastor Sherrill and the Light of Port and Broadcast for this opportunity in order to bear witness to the gospel of the grace of God. Tonight's passage will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you humble me at this hour, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, may you bless me with the mind of Christ to speak the word that you would have me to speak. Guide me, oh, Heavenly Father. May the words that you give me, O Heavenly Father, may they be powerful and mighty, O Heavenly Father, that those who hear your word, O Heavenly Father, they may be moved in their spirit, O Heavenly Father, and they might cry out your holy name, O Heavenly Father. May you guide me, O Heavenly Father, and lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. May God add a hearing, a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. If we know anything about Paul, we remember who he was before the encounter that he had with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Let's talk about Paul. Let's talk about the Paul that we know before he had that encounter. We're going to talk about Saul. Saul was a Pharisee, a religious leader, studied under the foot of Gamaliel, one of the leaders in Jerusalem. Paul grew up in Antioch. He was a Syrian, but he was from the tribe of Benjamin. He used to persecute the church. Anybody claiming that they belonged to Jesus or the way, Paul was having them executed and having them slayed and having them put in jail. This right here is relevant because we know who Paul was before his encounter. In Paul's ignorance, he was being zealous for God, but was blind to the message of the gospel. It wasn't until that Damascus Road moment when he had that encounter on the road, the Lord is shining down from the skies above and saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? This message is relevant because after that experience, which we call a direct revelation, this is a one-on-one encounter. This wasn't nobody teaching Paul who about Jesus was. Paul knew who Jesus was because he had a personal encounter. That means that he had a personal relationship. From Acts on, we see how many stories and how many letters and how many persecutions and prisons and beatings that Paul went through, but he did it all for the sake of the gospel. Keep this in mind that Paul was a Pharisee. He knew the law better than any. But once he realized what grace was, his whole life changed. And God used him for a vessel of righteousness. The ministry that Paul has exemplifies what God is calling us to. Paul did everything for the sake of the gospel that he might win some. Paul was not scared of the persecution that he was willing to face, from being stoned, from being beaten, thrown in jail with Silas. Paul used every opportunity that God led him in order that he might win some. The example that Paul displays is ministry like Jesus. Jesus did not come to save the righteous, but sinners. Jesus had a whole bunch of thugs around him. Jesus had the outcasts around him. But in doing that, it displayed who he was, that he was a God of peace, that he was a God of mercy. When Paul talks about the gospel, he talks about his personal relationship and everything that he went through, that experience that Paul had breaking down the church. Now God reversed it. Now he was building the church up. I could speak to Paul's testimony. As a child, my grandma grew up in the church playing the piano, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Portland, Oregon. Was baptized in that church. But as I started to get older, we go our own separate ways. We fall into sin. We fall into temptation. But I always knew who my God was. I've always been a child. Obedient, yes, but I've always been a child of God and knew when to go to him and confess my sins and my wrongs. But I had no idea about the power of the gospel, the power of grace when you have that one-on-one encounter like Moses had in the burning bush experience. When God speaks to you face-to-face where you can hear his voice and you know that it's him. And you say, yes, Lord. This was the ministry that Paul had to the Gentiles. Paul knew who he was. Everybody knew who he was. But he used it in order to bring them to Christ. Yeah, some of us might mess up. Yeah, some of us, you know, we might get into things that's away from God. But nothing is impossible for him. The gospel of God does not oppress people. God liberates people. The gospel of God frees people. The gospel of God, it works mighty in order for us to bring about the change that God requires. That's the type of ministry that God is calling on his saints to have. He's calling on the Samsons and the Davids. He's calling on those, if you was willing to risk your life for your purpose over here, how come you won't risk your life for me now? God is calling on his leaders to be examples in this world. God has raised up his people. God has raised up his leaders in order to bear witness to the gospel of the grace of God. So long the church has been quiet, but God has always been there. God works at his time, not our time. Everything that's going on in the world today, for those that know God and his word in Jesus Christ, should know that God is in control and the righteous should live by their faith. Paul is giving us an example that through the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has given us the freedom to go out and bear witness in order to save as many as we can through the gospel message. God can turn things around. We remember how the Levites was and how their father cursed them. But it was those same Levites that came to Moses' side that God blessed, and they ended up being the guardians of the priest and the church and the people while they were having a one-on-one relationship communion with God. I can speak about those hardships. What Paul talks about those sleepless nights. When I was wayward running with gangs, I remember those sleepless nights. I remember police brutality. The marks that I bear on my body tell a story of the gospel of the grace of God. So everything that I do, I bear witness to him. A lot of the stories that's on my body, people don't know unless I tell them. It's the stereotypical when they see me, I don't look like what they think a minister should look like. But God is the one that raises us up, and he bears witness to the message that we preach because it's not our teaching, it's his. But we have a duty to be faithful to whatever it is that he's called us. From beatings to being shot at, getting my teeth knocked out in the county by the police. Yeah, I was a rebellious one. God had to shut me down. I had to go through some things. 18 years of my life, 25 of life, But I continued to look to God, and God guided me. I knew I was coming home. I always prophesied to them that I was coming home. Told them before they sent me. They're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I know who my God is. And I do all things for the grace of the gospel, the grace of God, in order that some might be saved. I can see how the new Jim Crow mass incarceration can break a person's spirit. Being in the infirmary, they have nobody else around. But it's only believers. God places us in situations in order for people to be ministered to. Sometimes we don't understand and we ask why. But the main thing we should be asking is like, okay, Lord, I hear you. Guide me through. We might not understand it, but I'm going to continue to trust in you. Only 5% of the people that fight their convictions get them overturned. But all things are possible by the grace of God. And I'm bearing witness to that today, that God is raising up his people. It wasn't by no coincidence that I ended up at Greater St. Stephen's. God sent me a message just like he did with Paul when he seen the vision of the man in Macedonia saying, come here. Pastor was praying for help. She needed help. Just like when Moses called out and said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I need help. God sent me, I came. So many times people get caught up in titles and positions instead of getting caught up in just serving the Lord. Paul didn't get caught up in being no apostle and being no teacher to the Gentiles. Paul was caught up in saving lives. So often division causes us from being effective and being fruitful to God. That in itself is a sin. God is calling us to humility. God is calling us to be humble. God is calling us to be the church that is written in his word. Just like with the Pharisees and Sadducees, how they manipulated the word in order to oppress the people. But God's people know the truth. If it don't line up with his word, that ain't from him. In order for us to bear fruit, we have to have that one-on-one relationship. I remember when the Lord called me, the end of 2011. I knew he called me for gang outreach, but I wasn't thinking about no ministry. But he said, before you get released, you come and serve me. I said, I don't know your word, Lord. He said, don't worry about it. I'll teach you all things. Just follow me. The day I got ordained, February 13, 2012, is the day we had a credibility hearing before the post-conviction courts. By the grace of God, I'm the first and last case she's ever reversed. You can't tell me that God ain't good. God ain't calling on us to be timid about speaking to no judges, no doctors, no senators. God's word says go. He says go and bear witness before kings and governors for my name's sake. God is calling on his riders and soldiers to stand up and do things in order. Quit being timid. If you was willing to do this and didn't care about your life then, well, now that you know that I've forgiven you, get out there and save somebody else. Comfort somebody else with the comfort that I comfort you with. God is trying to tell us to quit being stingy with the gifts that he's given us and to share them. But he also says, be wise. Paul wasn't no dummy, but Paul's heart was set on serving God and saving as many as he could because he believed in the gospel message. The gospel is the foundation to everything. Whether if people want to see it or not, the devil is a lie. The gospel sets us free. The gospel is creative that creates life. God is calling us to go out and create life in his name. That's what being fruitful and multiply he's talking about. Tell them about me. Tell the next generation. No matter how many generations die off, God's word will remain. God is calling us to be faithful. Paul was adamant with this, the many letters that he's written to Timothy and to Titus. Paul fulfilled his mission all the way to the end. His word to us is that don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter who it is. As long as you know that you're serving God and you've been called to go out and do it, go. Because a person's actions is going to bear witness to if they truly serving the Lord or not. We have a duty to make sure that we bear witness in order for souls to be saved. God said that it wasn't going to be easy, but that he was going to always be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. This mission is hard. This ain't no walk through the park, but we have the Almighty God and his spirit residing in us. So all things are possible for he who believes. The same energy that Paul had tearing down the church was the same exact energy that Paul had building it up. That's what God is calling. Use the gifts that I've given you. If you use to sell drugs, that means that you know how to start a business legitimately now, now that you know the errors of your ways, and go out there and help others. If you was out there leading people to an unrighteous life, well, now that you know better, go out there and lead them to a better life. Don't be scared of the ones I took you from. I'm sending you back because they was complaining about, you know what I mean, how the church was. But now God has answered prayers. But saints, don't be naive. Be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves. God is wanting us to be stirred up and be zealous for him in order to do his work. The work that we do is not ours. The work that we do is his and in his son's name. God is shaking some things up. God is calling on all his leaders, from the bishops to the pastors to the elders to the evangelists to the prophets. God is saying, use your gifts. I gave them to you. Don't be like the one with the one talent that don't use it. Be faithful to what I've given you. Because those who are faithful with little will be faithful with much. God don't care what it is that we do and how much we contribute, as long as we're doing it in his name with a right purpose. God is calling us to rise up. Paul exemplified that he feared no one when it came to preaching this gospel. Paul went amongst the Greeks, was accused by even his own, but isn't that what happened to Jesus and the prophets? If we live in a Christian life free from suffering, something ain't right. Because the harder you work, the harder the devil's going to work. But the beautiful thing about it, for us who believe, we know that his time is short. God uses the situations in our life to test us and equip us and to strengthen us, so therefore we could be stronger. That's why he says put on the whole armor of God. You got to put on every article to make sure that everything is covered. You can't leave nothing half done in order for the enemy to creep in. Paul was a teacher of the law, but he was a prophet of grace. Paul was a tent maker by trade. God said those who minister the gospel should make their living by the gospel. Every gift that God has given me, I use in order to give back, to bear witness that people can be redeemed, that people can change. The devil is a lie. I know who my father is. That's what God is saying. Know who your father is. Don't fall for a lie. For the ones that have been misrepresenting him all this year, they're going to have to answer to him, because judgment is his. God is calling us to come back to his word, and to minister the way that his word directs us through the power of his Holy Spirit. Sometimes people get scared, they run out high, and they just want to put it down. That's what happened to David when he was supposed to bring out the ark, but he got scared, and so therefore he didn't bring it. But then when he seen that it was being blessed and that it was cool, he said, okay, go ahead and bring the ark on. We can't be scared to receive God's spirit, because God's spirit is going to tear the things down that need to be torn down in order for him to build us up, so therefore we could do a mighty work in his name. If I were to go today, I know I'm going to receive the crown of righteousness for my father because of the work that I did for him in his name. In God's word, he says, don't fear men. What can they do? But it's how we love. We have to love the way that Jesus loves. Jesus' love wasn't weak. Jesus' love was strong. Jesus' love disciplines. Jesus loves rebuke. He showed no partiality, but he did it with love. God is calling on us to use every bit of our bodies and every gift that he's given us to muster up to give back. There's power in the blood. And God is saying, go tell them about it.
Even if they refuse you, don't worry about it. They already refused my son. Don't take offense. Just dust off your sandals and keep it pushing. But you still love on them. Paul exemplified that. Because Paul was a destroyer of the church. But God was so merciful that he raised up somebody mighty to do a mighty work. God can turn it around. You could be running one way for so long, and then God just say, stop, turn around, go the other way. We have to have those personal relationships just like Paul had. We have to dig deep, not being scared, ready to go out, ready to minister, not being ashamed to talk about the gospel. Because if we're ashamed to talk about Jesus, Jesus is going to be ashamed to talk about us before the Father. I've been to prison. I ain't trying to live life in hell. We have to be faithful stewards to what it is that he's called us to. We have to guard the deposit that's been entrusted to us and guard his people. We have to feed his sheep his word, so therefore they won't be attacked by the schemes of the devil. People can't be scared to speak up for what's right, but there's a way of going about doing it. That's what they call apologetics, defending the gospel, but doing it with love. Love is not weak. Love is powerful. Jesus displayed his love. For even when we were separated from him, he still loved us. God bears witness to his word through signs and wonders. If God has called you to go out, God has already confirmed your calling. Just go. God will send a hedge of protection and to send his godly leaders around to make sure that you are equipped properly for the work that he has called you to, and go out and fulfill thy ministry. God has already given us the authoritative word to go out, but we have to be properly trained in doing so. Because if we ain't properly trained, we would get slaughtered. But while we're on the battlefield, we have a duty to make sure that we save as many as we can before we go. My message is always built on the battlefield and being a soldier, because I know the life. I know what God has called me to, and I'm not ashamed of it. The words I speak his words. God has given us his word of life in order to breathe life into others through the gospel. My people, wake up. That's what God is saying. Come from out of there. Don't return. Sometimes God has to send the people that look like us in order for us to hear his word. How you going to be about outreach and you don't never go around the people? How you going to be a church leader and you don't never go around the people? You don't know what's going on. That's not feeding God's sheep. That's not making sure everything is going on, that they're spiritually fed. God is calling us to repent and to return to him in his word, not him and what the world says. Paul exemplifies everything that we do is not for self, but for the sake of the gospel. The gospel, the good news that Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil, that through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have forgiveness and peace with God. He was the lamb that was slaughtered in order for us to be covered in his blood, so therefore we could be saved and not have to worry about the wrath of God upon us. Don't be scared to tell people about the life that they can have in Jesus. Jesus ain't weak, but we have to be truthful and stop lying to people about who God is. Some people might not understand it. That's because they ain't had no relationship with him yet. Because if they didn't have a relationship with him, they're going to bear witness to the miracles. They're going to bear witness to the grace. God has led us out, people. Let us not go back. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that somebody on this line right now has heard something. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, whether whoever is on the line, that you may stir them up in their spirits, oh, Heavenly Father, so that they might go out, oh, Heavenly Father, and do all things for the sake of the gospel. Oh, Heavenly Father, let us not be timid, oh, Heavenly Father, but let us continue to preach. Let us continue to teach. Let us continue to prophesy. Let us continue to pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Help us be humble, oh, Heavenly Father. Help your leaders, oh, Heavenly Father. Bless us with the mind of Christ, O Heavenly Father, that we may lead your people in the pathways of righteousness and truth. So therefore, O Heavenly Father, when you return, O Heavenly Father, in the power of your Son, you might crown us with the crown of righteousness and say, well done, good and faithful servant. O Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for protecting me when I go out into the neighborhoods. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for protecting this household, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for bringing me through the rivers, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for allowing me the strength to walk across those bridges, oh, Heavenly Father. I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for sending me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I love you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What an awesome word on tonight. Thank you, Elder Farmer, for that inspiring message of reminding us that there is power in the gospel, there is power in grace, and there is power in the blood of Jesus. I like it. You ended up with letting us know that God has called us out. Let us not go back. And so I hope and pray tonight, my brothers and sisters, you have received that word from the way it was delivered tonight, with love, with conviction, with persuasion. Amen. I hope that you received that word on tonight. I felt like that was a call of Claritin, a Claritin call, a call to get up and be busy being about our Father's business. I want to remind you, maybe you cannot go out and be on the front line, as Elder was saying. Maybe you cannot walk the neighborhoods. Maybe you can't. But you can put pen and paper together and write letters to our senators and write letters to our congressmen about all these different reforms that are taking place. We need people to write letters. We need to get in contact with Senator Lou Frederick and Representative Tawana Sawan and Congressman Earl Blumenhauer. We need to reach out to these people and talk to them and let them know what we're saying on the street. Maybe you cannot write, but you can always pray and plead the blood of Jesus. Want to encourage you tonight. Be strong, my brother. Be strong, my sister. And in the power of his might, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, having done all to stand, knowing that what you're going through is not the end of who you are. Because God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts that are good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end. Thank you, Elder Farmer, for that word on tonight, giving us again, reminding us that what has happening now has been done before, and we have what we need to get some things done, to make some things happen, and to bring change, to build up the kingdom of God, to spread the gospel, because the gospel still is good news.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story, and it's time. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old. Great news, got that joy.
May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. Until next week, may God keep you and bless you and continue to allow you to spread that good news. Thank you, the Light of Portland family. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you next Sunday. Have a blessed week.